great to see you.
Yeah. Yeah. Big, big, big circle.
He's been imprisoned in a labor camp in China since May 2000, and he was just recently released on March the 12th from Tuanhe labor camp near Beijing. And we're here today to welcome back to Trinity and to his new life, Jeremy.
It was really a hard and painful time period. It's not a heavy thing to recall those memories, but I feel very responsible to say something about the truth, a lot of things there, because there are more practitioners of Falun Gong still in the camp.
It's very difficult for us to understand what he's endured and the beliefs he stood up for. And the torture he's endured and so on in China. And it takes a very courageous person to come through that and be in such well mental health only 10 days after his release. So it gives you an idea of the strength of character he has. And we're delighted to have him back.
During a period of 2 weeks, I was only allowed to sleep only 1 to 2 hours each day during the 2 weeks period. And on some other occasions, we are not, we are physically punished, forced to do a kind of military squatting for a very long time, more than 10 hours a day. And it's really very bad to my legs. Now I still feel having no feelings at the bottom part of my legs, although I can't walk and can't do movement. They shocked me just 2 weeks before I get out from the labor camp. They had five policemen using six electric batons to shock me all over the body, and the electricity is over at least 30,000 volts. It made my body shaken violently, and it's very painful. It's also very harmful to my mind, to my mental situation.
Although he sits here, you think he looks fine. But I think the damages of her mind, his mind and the physical conditions, it's beyond our imagination and expectation.
We understood that he was a prisoner of conscience. That meant that the Irish government, as signatories of the UN Declaration of Human Rights, had to do something about his case, or were obliged to. And they said, okay, well, we'll deal with the case of Zhao Ming at the EU-China human rights dialogue level. So they wouldn't do it at the intergovernmental level. But subsequent to that, I mean, we've had great help from everyone. Amnesty, Mary Law from Frontline Defenders, these people that have contacts and were better organized and helped us as a group become more media savvy, for want of a better term, and know how to actually get our message across. So instead of just having rallies and demonstrations that weren't focused, you know, we organized letter writing campaigns, met with more politicians, and probably knows every politician in Ireland at this stage. She added more and more to the list as the time goes on of people we have to thank. And basically, the case seeped into public awareness. And once it did, then we found that, you know, there was a positive response, because the case of Ming is a tragedy. I mean, it is a tragedy that somebody gets not just imprisoned, but, you know, indefinitely imprisoned and tortured because of their beliefs. So there has been a great response from the Irish people. And eventually that did seep up to Bertie, actually bringing it up at the intergovernmental level.
And I'd also like to commend Ming, as Jim did, for his strength while he was in the camp. And also to note that while you were here before, you made a lot of friends. I've met a lot of people whom you knew before, and I heard a lot of very good things about you. So you're definitely part of this community.
I'm very happy that I'm free and I'm back here to resume my study. Thank you all. Thank you.
Just on behalf of everyone I've met over the last number of years, people who have been to college, who've left, who are over in America, everywhere. Now, this is just a day
Thank
people
you.
Have been hoping for 2.5 years, and you know, we're glad you're back, and it's great to see you.
Thank you all. Thank you.
We're privileged that Ming actually, you know, managed to get out, but we realise that there's still hundreds of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners who are suffering, and some of them are giving up their lives with the belief, and it's tragedy, and you know, we should continue our efforts to try and help those people. You know.